Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How do you handle passing on your home and your estate plan? This is becoming an increasingly big problem that most people are really not thinking about. And a big issue there, and a big cause for this, is the real escalation in real estate values. And we've certainly seen that here in East Tennessee. Because of that escalation, real estate in many cases is the highest valued asset owned by individuals at the death. And that causes an increasingly important role in estate planning and passing on wealth to our kids and our loved ones. And one of the biggest issues is when you have a single property that's owned by multiple owners. It can really cause tensions between the new beneficial owners. Think about your kids. You know, husband and wife own a property. Once the second spouse has passed away, if you have multiple kids, you now have multiple people that are going to own that property. When it's in the estate, if the estate has three beneficiaries of the estate that are primary, then those three all, in effect, are going to own a part of that house. And oftentimes the kids don't see eye to eye on how to utilize the property or how or when to sell the property. And so I think one of the most important things here is we need to understand first the issue, because real estate values have just skyrocketed here in East Tennessee and in most places around the country. And I think simple planning, straightforward communication and conversation ahead of time can frankly make it or break it when it comes to leaving real estate to your kids. So I think talking about it while the parents, while you are still alive, and coming up with a plan on how you want to handle it. Because many times, you know, we may assume our kids, let's say we got two or three kids, we may assume our kids want to keep our house. Or we may assume they want to sell the house. But without open communication, we don't really know that. And there may be surprises. Also, if the majority of our wealth is tied up in our house, and again, more and more families now with the increase in real estate values are seeing their home being their number one asset. And so and a home is an illiquid asset. So what happens if you've got two or three kids and one kid wants to keep that home and the others don't? Well, that one child has got to buy out the other two. And there are tax ramifications to that, too. You can't just necessarily say, well, you know what, we'll let this child take the IRA or 401k asset, and we'll let this child take the house. Well, that's not, you have to be smart about that, because the house effectively is inherited tax-free. I mean, it's part of your taxable estate, but there's no capital gains or income tax to pay on the real estate, on that house. Whereas if you have an IRA or a 401k, the income tax has not been paid on most, if not all, that money. So whoever gets that is going to have to pay income tax. So you get in situations where there's disequity, and it becomes very complicated with what are tax ramifications, what are liquidity ramifications, how does one child buy out another child, especially if that is the biggest asset and there aren't other assets on the table. So I think discussion and communication, getting together with your family, especially talking about the home, if you own any other real estate that is going to go to multiple people, it becomes increasingly important to talk about it ahead of time and have a plan to deal with things like tax liability and liquidity issues.
Mm-hmm. That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.